Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Kedushin and Perek Aleph Mishnah Daled Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zoch Refan Ruziva Kago and Bikarav Mamish. And we continue discussing different kinyanim. The Mishnah tells us Behema Gasa Niknas B'Masira V'Hadako B'Agba Divrei Rav Meir Rav Lezer. Rav Meir and Rav Lezer tell us that the way to acquire a large animal such as a cow or horse is with Masira, handing it over, namely the reins or the hair, the mane of the animal is handed over, whereas a small animal such as a goat is acquired through Hagba, through lifting it, because one could lift it. However, a small animal is acquired by Mashicha. You pull it, you don't have to lift it up. And actually, the halacha is that all sorts of animals could be acquired through Mashicha. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, now talking about Karka and Metaltolin. The Mishnah tells us, Nechasim Shesh Lamachrayas Niknim Bechasev Bishtar Bechazaka. Nechasim that have Achrayas, which is another way of saying Karka, land, property, that's acquired in one of three ways, either money being given over, a shtar being written, or Chazaka, which is doing something to the land that shows ownership, like digging a hole or putting up a fence. Metaltolin, movable objects, ain't niknin el mashicha. The only way to be kind is with mashicha, is with pulling it towards oneself. Continue to discuss kark and metaltolin. Nechasim she'en lamachrayas, niknin im nechasim she'yesh lamachrayas, bekasav ushtar b'chazaka. Metaltolin could be acquired along with karka, with all the kinyanim of karka. Namely, let's say Reuven's buying a piece of property and some metaltolin from Shimon. As long as Shimon is very clear with Reuven, and he says, when you make a kinyan on the karka, I want you to also acquire the metaltolin. So that's fine. Whatever kinyan they're using to acquire the karka, kasav shtar chazaka, also works in the metaltolin, and mashicha does not need to be done in this case. And one more din, v'zaken nechasim she'en lamachrayas, es hanechasim she'esh lamachrayas, lishav alayhen. Metaltolin could bring along karka to force somebody to swear on it. What's this referring to? So we know that sometimes when there's an entire or there's a suffix regarding something, we're going to force one of the parties to make a shvua. For example, Reuven tells Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon responds, I don't owe you $100, I only owe you $50. So that's called being maidim mektas. It's partially admitting to the claim, and the din is that Shimon has to make a shvua regarding the other $50. And the din is that Shimon would have to make a shvua. Now that's only in regards to metaltolin. There's no such a thing as a shvua on karka. But what the Mishnah just told us is that if a person happens to have to make a shvua regarding metaltolin, and there's also a discussion of karka here, we could now roll a shvua onto him, and he'll have to make a shvua on karka as well. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zayin with more kinyanim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.